The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, years ago, Eric and I were close, very close.
I remember that one summer we shaved each other's backs and thought nothing of it.
But over the years, somehow a shadow has fallen over our friendship, and now the two of us are about the hairiest sons of guns you can imagine.
And now, the human sweater himself, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Well, why don't you and I shave each other's backs? What's going on?
You know, Alvin, I'm just not that kind of a person anymore.
Oh. I miss it.
I have professionals shave my back. Oh. Yeah, no, I take it very seriously. Grooming is very important.
Okay, well, you kind of advise me as to who you have shaving your back, because I'm not happy with my guy.
I have to tell you, it's a sacred thing to have one's back shaved, I can't talk about it on the air. But listen,
let's move on.
What are we doing today?
Quickly.
Just so I'm clear.
Well, right now we're going into a wonderful hour with Todd Starnes.
Is coming in. Okay, folks, Todd Starnes. I want to tell you something. I learned something about Todd Starnes. I thought he got kicked off of Fox News.
Okay.
I was wrong. His contract, he'd been with them for 15 years, very happy relationship. And he moved on. He's still going to be doing radio and all kinds of stuff, but it's not like they kicked him out or anything. That was misreported. So I don't want anybody to think that happened. I probably won't talk to him about it on the air. But, yeah, he had a very amicable relationship with them.
Good.
And he's moved on. So he's going to have his own radio program and, you know, whatever. He's still going to be doing everything he's been doing for, like, what, I don't know, 15 years there or something like that. But I've been on his show on Fox, and he's just –
well,
tremendous.
His book, Culture Jihad. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the book is Culture Jihad.
Yeah.
And he is, he's another one of these heroes, Todd Starnes. So, okay, he's coming up in a couple of minutes. And we talked in hour one to Kimberly Strassel.
Yes.
Folks, I say this over and over. If you missed hour one, go back. Kimberly Strassel is one of these people. You can't make her up. She's a genius. She writes for the Wall Street Journal. You can tell she's super brainy, and she has been another one of these actual journalists doing the work that most journalists at places like the New York Times, they're not doing it. She's a big deal. So if you missed hour one, I think you will appreciate it. Listen to that. Tomorrow, we've got another firebrand, Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, yes.
I call her Judgy. She is such a character. She's the real deal, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the way she is in person. She's just absolutely fiery.
She's known Donald Trump for 30 years, so she talks about
that,
right?
Well, she's one of the people that convinced me to take him seriously back when I was still very skeptical of him. You know, for some of the reasons that many people don't like him today. I was one of those people. And I was on her TV show on Fox, and we had a talk, and she basically said she'd known him for 30 years.
Yeah.
And she described the way he is with strangers, with his kids. And, you know, you start thinking, wow, I needed to hear that, because, you know, you always wonder. And if your kids really love you, that kind of tells me something.
Yes.
About a parent, you know. So, all right. Now, before I get, I want to do some viewer mail, Albin.
Okay, but listener mail.
Well, I'm sorry, I always say viewer mail because I'm thinking of David Letterman. Listener mail.
Yes.
A lot of people listen to this program and they write to us, and we read everything, just in case you're wondering, but we don't always have an opportunity to respond fulsomely or to talk about it on the air. So we're going to try to do that in the future. But before we do that, because some of these letters are insane, I want to remind people, Alliance Defending Freedom, we need your help. If you give $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom, you're going to get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. That means podcast with no commercials. Some people are willing to pay a few bucks. You can buy it. You go to Metaxas Super. It's not expensive. But I'm saying you'll get that for free if you give $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom. $100 means $100 goes, every penny, to Alliance Defending Freedom. It's all tax deductible, but you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. If you don't use it, you can give it to somebody. It's a wonderful gift, honestly. If you give $250, you get two subscriptions to Metaxas Super, so you can share that with somebody else, and you get a free signed copy of Donald Builds the Wall.
Yay.
It's the blockbuster, best-selling parody, goofy kids book by Eric Metaxas.
Mm-hmm. And a sequel to Donald and it's the Drains sequel the Swamp.
To the equally brilliant Donald Drains the Swamp. If you want to explain to your kids kind of the basics of stuff, they don't need to get the political jokes. There's a vicious gang in Donald Builds the Wall called MSNBC 13. Vicious. And there's that kind of stuff all throughout the books,
right.
But kids aren't going to care. But I always feel that adults should enjoy kids' books as much as the kids. So that's the idea. But Donald Builds the Wall, you want a signed copy, you'll get a free one plus two subscriptions to Metaxas Super. If you give $200 to the Alliance Defending Freedom, for $500, you get all that and more. And you get to visit us in the studio if you come to New York. So many people have done that. They love it. It's a gorgeous studio.
Yes.
We have sandwiches. We treat you wonderfully because we are thrilled to see you and to meet you if you can get in here.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's able to give a large gift of $10,000, now, trust me when I tell you, it's worth give. If you have money and you say, where can I give my money that's it's going to do good?
Right.
Folks, I don't know how to convince you except to tell you that if somebody says to me, look, I don't know anything. I just have this amount of money and I want to do some good. I would say to you right now, your best bet is give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, because they are the front line. They're the tip of the spear in the battle that we find ourselves in America with regard to the Constitution and the future of the entire republic. The Alliance Defending Freedom, they have the most brilliant lawyers in America working for religious liberty. The fact that we need to do this is crazy, but we do. And they've won 9 cases out of 9. They just argued the 10th. In the Supreme Court, and of course we won't hear about that until next year sometime, which is crazy, but that's the way Supreme Court works. But I just want to say, if you care about America, you say, what can I do? I promise you, folks, other than giving 1,000 copies of my book, if you can keep it to every leader you know, this is the kind of thing that I tell people, give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. So I'm asking you, please, go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner. If you don't want to click on the banner, hey, I got something for you. I got a phone number for you. The phone number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. William Barr spoke about religious liberty the other day. I want to play that clip for you. Let's play that. This is the Attorney General of the United States. He gets this the way we get it. Thank God. Here it is.
We are told we are living in a post-Christian era, but what has replaced the Judeo-Christian moral system? No secular creed has emerged capable of performing the role of religion. This is organized destruction. Secularists and their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values.
All right. I hope that settles it for you folks. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm serious. This is it. This is very important. Please give generously. Albin, we've got some letters we've got to read.
Gotta.
Do you have one or do I have one? I got one.
Why don't you get one?
Okay. Somebody says here, Michael Herringshaw from Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, says, I've been a listener of your podcast program and reader of your books for about 4 years. years. Michael, shame on you. I've been doing this for 15 years. No, seriously, Michael, thank you for listening and for reading my books. He says, I'm so grateful for your content that's inspired me. A couple of questions, Eric. What's your next book? Well,
yeah.
In April. Well, the new book, of course, is Donald Builds the Wall. So I hope you have several copies of that. Donald Drains the Swamp is the previous book. But my next book in April is a sequel to my book, Seven Men. It's called Seven More Men. Yes, Seven More Men's coming out in April. And I am very excited about it. We've got some heroes in there. Solzhenitsyn, Billy Graham, George Whitefield, Martin Luther. These are short biographies of some of these great, 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 great figures. And the second question that Michael Herringshaw says is, what would your advice be to someone who wanted to be a good writer? That's easy. Be a good reader. Read the classics. Do not read trash. Do not read garbage. Read the great books. Read the great classic writers. That is for sure the best way to become a good writer. I say that to everyone out there. Read every classic you can get your hands on. Okay. When we come back, we have on our hero, Todd Starnes. And I got to tell you, folks, you got to go to ADF, MetaxasTalk.com. Please go to ADF. Give generously. This is urgent.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and again, the Prager Store has put together something new. They have compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. Also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. I've done this segment for years. Now you can listen to all of them dating back to 2010. These hours have literally saved marriages. I wish I could read to you all the emails I have received and what people tell me at every speech. A couple will come over with a smile and thank me for what male-female hour has done for their marriage. Or even gotten people to get married to begin with. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of the male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey there, folks. Boy, when that song came out, America was very, very divided. And now, almost 50 years later, basically 50 years later, we seem perhaps even more divided. I have as my guest this hour my friend Todd Starnes. His new book is called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Todd, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Eric. I have to tell you, you may have the best, coolest radio studio in all of radio.
You know why? Because it's a TV studio. It's actually funny because obviously we're in a TV studio, but we're doing radio, so some people will see it. Will see us if they look at it on YouTube or something. But most people, you know, they're listening and they couldn't care less what we're wearing or what color our ties are or aren't. but thank you. I mean, it's beautiful here. Thanks to TBN. You've been in this business for quite a while and you're sort of singing the same song because we are really we're very much united ideologically, you and I, as Christian conservatives. We see what is happening. What do you say about it in this new book, Culture Jihad, that some of my listeners would not know?
Eric, in my last book, which came out right after the inauguration of the president, I warned people that maybe the bigger story coming out of that election cycle was not necessarily Donald Trump, but it was the rise of socialism within the Democrat Party. And here we are on the eve of another election, and we're watching a political party that has literally been consumed by the socialist ideals. I was watching a documentary on, I believe it was 60 Minutes, and they were talking about how the Islamic radicals had come back into Iraq, and they targeted the historical sites and literally turned ancient statues into rubble. They burned books and ancient paintings. And it was really a traumatic time for the Iraqis as they watched their history being turned into piles of rubble. And I realized that that was what was happening here in this country, not by the hands of the Islamic radicals, but by a band of socialists and secularists who are literally turning American culture into a pile of rubble.
I didn't expect you to say that. That is a brilliant analysis, really brilliant, Todd, because that's precisely correct. It gives us a visual image of what is happening ideologically and all kinds of other ways. And I talk about this all the time, but the way you've just framed it, that it's as though they're destroying the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Monument, the Alamo, all of these things, these touchstones of this greatest of all civilizations, this noble experiment in liberty. We have people who are ideologically deeply hostile to it for all kinds of confused reasons, and yet they are utterly sure that they're right and they're committed to destroying these things that we cherish.
No doubt about it. And I was watching a Netflix special not too long ago, Dave Chappelle's most recent special. I wouldn't recommend it for the Baptist watching. Methodist, I think you're okay watching Dave Chappelle. But I've got to tell you, there was a lot of truth in that comedy special about the attacks on free speech and this idea that you're really no longer allowed to have a dissenting opinion. Now that opinion is considered hate speech. It's considered offensive. And you have to be silenced. But not only silenced now, they have to destroy you. And this is the culture we're living in right now. I'm a free speech purist, Eric. And the reason why is because if they start banning books, one day they're going to come after my books. And they may inevitably come after the Holy Bible. So I believe free speech. If you don't like a movie, don't go watch the movie. You don't like the music, don't listen to the music. But here we are in a society where it's not the conservatives, but it's the left banning books like To Kill a Mockingbird and Little House on the Prairie, banning music from Kate Smith like they did the Philadelphia Flyers games just a year ago.
And the Yankees games. New York Yankees games.
That's right, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable to see these attacks. And so I put all this together in one book so people could see the evidence that I believe demands a verdict.
Well, it's funny because you have one of the greatest symbols of liberty in the world would be the Betsy Ross flag, 13 stars. What a moment in history, in world history, when people rose up and did something literally never done in the history of the world, declared themselves free and formed a government where people could govern themselves. Just an extremely beautiful, hopeful moment for all of humanity. And suddenly, because of Colin Kaepernick, that symbol is reduced to the opposite of what it stood for. I mean, if you don't have moral courage today, the other side is so vicious and so misguided that really it's incumbent on those of us who have freedom and who have the wits to see what is happening to speak loudly and strongly against it.
And I believe that Christians have a unique responsibility to stand up and speak out against this because, as I document in the book, I believe that our country was, in fact, meant to be a Christian nation, Eric. It's really, at least in my mind, reading the correspondence between our founding fathers, I actually watched the document. Remember the miniseries on John Adams? You know, it really was a fascinating, you know, throwback to understanding the mindset of our founding fathers, that they wanted a place where people could come here and practice their religion freely. That was our base, you know, foundational freedom, a religious liberty.
Absolutely. Well, and, it, you know, when you talk about a Christian nation, again, we have to just define our terms because somebody will jump on us and say that we're trying to enforce Christianity or trying to legislate it. You can't do that.
That's right.
But when you have freedom without virtue and without religion, eventually the freedom goes away. So there's an odd situation. I guess Oz Guinness famously calls it the golden triangle of freedom, and I write about it in my book, If You Can Keep It, that if you don't have virtue and if you don't have institutions and a citizenry that understand the value of virtue and teaching the ideas of freedom, all of this goes away. So you cannot legislate it. Religion has to be free. But at the same time, you have to know that if we don't have it in our culture, it all goes away.
It's true. I illustrated this a couple of books ago, and I live in Brooklyn, New York, among the indigenous liberal population there. and I really get a lot of the material for my books living in that part of New York City. It was the year that Miley Cyrus mounted the wrecking ball at the VMAs at the Barclays Center. And it was also the time that Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty was coming under attack because he defended traditional marriage. And the mainstream media, they were celebrating Miley Cyrus in this public act of debauchery. And at the same time, they were castigating Phil Robertson. It was as if our values have been turned upside down. Right is wrong. Wrong is right.
There is no question about it. And when, you know, when you refer to Miley Cyrus, I think that when did that happen? In the reign of the Emperor Caligula? I mean, this we're talking about a vileness that it's scandalous that America has devolved to this moment. But I really do think that the hope that's in it, and if we're a people of faith, we're commanded to have hope and joy and praise and thanksgiving in the midst of difficulty. We have to believe that there's something clarifying about it. When you have people in the culture behaving like that, when you have the left politically racing toward socialism and complete state takeover of everything and racing away from our traditional freedoms and an understanding of religious liberty, I think your average American says, wait a second. I've been going along for decades and I haven't said anything, but now you've gone too far. I cannot vote for the Democrats if they're taking this position. I cannot go along with a culture that's trying to destroy my children so explicitly and so overtly. So I'm generally hopeful, I guess I would say.
Oh, I'm extremely hopeful. And I write about this in Culture Jihad. It's not a downer of a book. I quote from that great hymn that we used to sing in our small Baptist church. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, not on a political party, but on a higher power. And I think that's something that that Christians need to embrace as they go to battle with the, you know, with these culture jihadists out there, Eric.
I'm so glad you said that, because I just want to say the reason I vote and the reason I take politics so seriously is because I don't put politics first. I put God first, and we must always be clear. That's why we're political. We're not political to be political. We're political because of our faith, and our faith comes first. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Todd Starnes. Actually, no, we've got a couple of seconds left. Well, Todd, but let me final a question before we go to the break. When you wrote this book, were you hopeful when you started writing it, or did you get more hopeful as you ended it? Because it's writing sometimes looking at this stuff can be debilitating.
It really can, but I eat a lot of Chick-fil-A, and that's my source of hope and inspiration. So,
well, unbelievable. I have to tell you, when Chick-fil-A, this says it all, doesn't it? If you want to know the hope that's in America, you look at Chick-fil-A. They've been attacked and attacked and attacked.
Oh, yeah.
And attacked. The lines get longer and longer. People love it more and more. I'm telling you, there's certain bellwethers. There's certain things you look at and you say something good is happening. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Todd Starnes. The book is Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is hailing the news announced from Vice President Pence in Turkey. The U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a limited ceasefire in northern Syria to allow for a Kurdish withdrawal from an area just south of the Turkish border. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings died early today at Johns Hopkins Hospital. That's due to complications from long-standing health challenges. He was 68. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's confident that Parliament on Saturday will adopt the Brexit deal that he reached with the European Union. Speaking just minutes after the deal was adopted by European leaders, Johnson said it was time for Britain to complete its departure from the bloc. U.S. factory output slumped 0.5% in September as a strike at General Motors caused a deep decline in auto production amid broader struggles for manufacturers. This is SRN News.
Happy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey folks, I want to say Dankeschön to Todd Starnes for writing his book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Todd, you talk in here about school boards and education. There's a chapter, Pennsylvania Democrats, Allah is fine, Jesus is not. Please talk about that.
Well, of course, William Penn, you know, established Pennsylvania, which was a bastion of religious liberty. That's what it was all about. And yet in the State House, there was a new lawmaker. She is a born-again Christian, and she was invited to stand up and deliver the opening prayer. It just so happened to be that was the day a Muslim lawmaker, the first Muslim lawmaker in the State House, was being sworn into office. And the Muslim lawmaker took great offense because the woman prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And it created a huge firestorm of controversy. I interviewed the lawmaker on my radio program. She refused to back down. She says she's never going to apologize for praying in the name of Jesus. But the Democrats there in Pennsylvania said it was absolutely inappropriate and offensive for anyone to pray in the name of Jesus Christ in the State House, in a building that was literally surrounded with Bible verses inscribed on the walls.
Well, listen, this we are at a curious pass in our national life, because why is it that people have sworn with their hands on the Bible? Why is that? It's a curious thing, isn't it? Because, you know, you'd think that, it's too particularly religious. And then you realize, well, wait a second, the people who put their hands on that Bible actually believe that all of our laws came out of that book. It's not as though this book was some sectarian thing. Everything that we're standing on comes out of that book. And I have to say this, it actually does not come out of the Quran. It does not. So we're at a funny moment where we have to articulate something that a lot of people won't be able to get.
And again, that goes back to the uniqueness of the Christian underpinnings of our nation. You can come to this country, you can practice whatever religion you want to practice without fear of persecution. You don't even have to practice a religion under the Judeo-Christian founding of our country. That is under assault. And again, people of faith have a responsibility to stand up and fight for our freedom. I tell a story about a guy named Oliver Hart, who was a pastor during the Revolutionary War times. He was a Baptist minister from New Jersey, went down to South Carolina, where he pastored the First Baptist Church of Charleston. And he was preaching politics from the pulpit, talking about freedom and liberty. Our founding fathers were having a hard time trying to round up farmers to fight the British in South Carolina. So they sent a delegation to that church house, and they asked him to take a few other preachers and go out into the upstate and preach that message and help recruit farmers to fight for our freedom. And I do think it's interesting that when it came time to fight for our freedom and our liberty, they came to the church house for help.
Well, look, this is it's the old story. And, you know, you can watch old movies and you can see things reminding you of this. We have drifted far from it. And I really, you know, I've made the case many times, and in my book, If You Can Keep It, that there is no other way to get self-government and liberty along American lines. In other words, if there's a different way to get there, I would say feel free. But there is no other way to get there. And these documents, I mean, let's put it this way. If I'm a Christian, there have been Christian theocrats who've gotten that wrong, including Martin Luther, whom I revere and about whom I've written. But they got this wrong, this religious liberty piece. They got it wrong. The Catholic Church got it wrong for a long time. But the gospel leads to freedom and to religious liberty so that today Christians can say, according to the Bible, this is true. But what's also true is that I can't force you to believe it. With the Quran, you can't get there. With an atheistic doctrine, you can't get there. An atheist state or a Muslim theocracy will, in fact, try to force you to abide by that faith. But a Christian state such as we are with true religious liberty, we say, no. Faith is sacrosanct. Faith is free. It must never be coerced. That, to me, is the difference. And when people say, I don't understand religious liberty or I don't care about religious liberty, they don't understand that it is the Bible that gives us religious liberty.
We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. So why is it that the socialists are so determined to attack free speech, freedom of religion, and the Second Amendment? Well, it's very clear. You cannot have a socialist regime if you have free speech. They've got to take that out of the equation. Socialism, it's about man, not God. You got to get that out of the public marketplace, and then you have to neutralize the churches, which I contend has been done, and we point out some polling data that suggest that many pastors across the country do not even want to talk about those hot-button issues from the pulpit because they don't want to offend anybody. So many of the churches and denominations have been neutralized. And then, of course, the Second Amendment. You can't take over a country where the population is armed, which I believe is why they're trying to disarm the American people.
Well, look, all this stuff is of a piece, and we have to shout this from the rooftops. I would say to any pastor or leader who is listening, you have a responsibility to use your voice. And if you do not speak out on these things, you will be judged. The fact of the matter is that when you have wealthy people like Steve Kerr and the NBA and others who have incredible wealth, incredible power, and they use their voice in a way to say, oh, don't worry about freedom, just shut up, we're making a lot of money, and China, maybe they've got some problems, but we've got some problems here. That kind of moral equivalency is a dramatic misreading of history, and it's an abrogation, really a betrayal of America itself. When we're living at a time where folks like you and me, we have to articulate these kinds of things because there are millions of Americans who have no idea what we have will go away unless we appreciate this. Folks, I'm talking to Todd Starnes, the book, Culture Jihad. We will be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric and Taxes Show. My guest is Todd Starnes. And my first question in this segment, were you, Todd Starnes, ever a boogie singer playing in a rock and roll band? Yes or no?
No, but I am pretty fly for a white guy as the songwriter.
That's what they would say. We're talking about your book, Culture Jihad, and you talk about how and this only could happen in America where people – actually, that's not true. It's happening in Europe in a different way, but where people – of liberal values, good liberal values, Western values, lose sight of how dark and pernicious our enemies can be. And we let our guard down and we let people, in a sense, abuse our liberal democracy, take advantage of our tolerance. It's happened to a huge extent in Europe and in Britain, but it happens here too. And you have a story about a school board.
Yeah, and I think there needs to be a distinction made here, and we point this out in the book. There's a difference between the liberal and the leftist. I mean, the liberal you can hang out with, you can disagree with the person, but at least they're going to still be friends with you. You're going to want to come over and have a barbecue with you. The leftist, they're the guys that come to the party and, you know, double dip, you know, with the potato chips and the French onion. You know what? Those people are bad people. So there really is a difference between the liberal and the leftist. And ultimately, what we've discovered is that the leftists have turned our public school system into an indoctrination center. Now, I'm not saying that every single school in America is like this, but a good many are. And this is the engine that's driving this rapid social change.
And by the way, it's done with our tax dollars, which is It is on any level wrong, because unless everyone thinks that this is a good thing, your tax dollars should not be used to indoctrinate people with cultural Marxism.
And that's why everybody has skin in this game. If you are a taxpayer, then you need to pay very close attention to what they're teaching your kids. I mean, moms and dads aren't having conversations about socialism around the dinner table. This is coming from the public schools. And that's why we have seen such massive change going from gay marriage to where we are with socialism versus capitalism right now. And this idea that there's, you know, identity politics, white privilege, this is all being taught at the local school level. Now, we used to be talking about universities and colleges, but now we're talking about kindergarten classes that are even being taught ideas like transgenderism, you know, for 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. It's a very dangerous thing that's happening right now in our public schools.
It's a stunning thing, and people have to understand that this is your tax money at work. Therefore, people have no right to spend it this way, and we need to get involved. People need to get involved in school boards and other places and understand that this is happening and you must do something.
And Eric, again, going back to this idea that socialism is trying to take hold of our country, another way that they do that is dumbing down the population. They're doing it intentionally. A lot of schools are doing away with honors programs. They're teaching to the lowest common denominator now. And so the campus reform, which does a terrific job of documenting a lot of these stories on university campuses, they went out and asked people, young people, what do you think socialism is? And most of them had no idea. They just assumed it was, well, we get free stuff. That's intentional. They're trying to dumb down the population. Why? Because if you're stupid, you're easier to control.
Well, again, this is all of a piece. And I think there are many people in America who are aware of this, and they're educated on this, and others are being educated, listening hopefully to programs like this and yours, because we are at a tipping point. There is no question that if we don't do something now, we're in a battle right now, a vicious battle. The people who are trying to take down this president, it's not about, you know, he's a little different and we want to win. It's really for all the marbles. This is to destroy. I mean, this is the title of your book, right? I mean, about destroying everything that has made us who we are. And part of that has to do with trying to get people to forget it or to be ignorant of it so that they don't even know what it is that they're losing.
That's true. And we've almost been conditioned to be quiet, to, you know, don't raise a stink about things. We've seen this especially with Trump supporters who have come under attack in the public marketplace. You know, we actually had people call into my radio show and say, you know what, Todd, we love the president, but we're taking the bumper sticker off the car. We don't want our windows bashed in. We don't wear the hats in public. We don't want to be attacked for that. But we have to take a stand, and we have to be willing to do those difficult things. We have to do so in a winsome way. We can't adapt the tactics of the left, but we've got to take a stand.
Well, I just want to say, and this sounds really dramatic, but I'm afraid, I'm sorry to say that it's apt. In Germany in the 30s, it was culturally unacceptable, increasingly culturally unacceptable, to dissent from National Socialist orthodoxy. You knew that you might lose your job, you might lose a friend. And so people in Germany, being the very civilized, good people that they are, they kept their mouths shut increasingly. And the more people kept their mouths shut because they were afraid of this or that, the more difficult it was to speak out. And it's what Chuck Colson borrowed a phrase from some sociologist, called it the spiral of silence. In other words, the more you speak up, the easier it is to speak up. The less you speak up, the harder it is to speak up. And we're living in a culture right now where so many people I know don't dare say the things that you or I would say, even on our radio programs. Yeah. They don't dare say it. And I want to say to them, if you dare to say these things, there are going to be tons of people around you who are going to say, thank you. I didn't know I could say that. And this is something you recognize. You've been doing this longer than I have.
Well, to that point, in Pittsburgh, they launched a national database, and they wanted to track every single small business owner in America who has given money to or has supported Donald Trump for the explicit purpose of identifying these people, outing these people, and boycotting these people. This is happening real time in America.
This is cultural Marxism.
It is indeed.
This is the Red Guards. This is the Cultural Revolution in China. This is absolutely despicable. I hope people listening have some sense of how evil this is. This is evil. This is as dark as it gets. People talk about the Salem witch trials. They talk about the McCarthy era. This is that on steroids.
And to quote from one of your great books, silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
I mean, I think there are a lot of Americans, they think being nice is a Christian value. And you know what? David killed Goliath. He didn't say, you know what, I want to lead Goliath to faith, and so I don't want to offend him. There comes a time when you have to fight. You don't even need to enjoy it. And maybe you shouldn't enjoy it. But if you're called to fight, whether it is with words or with a stone, you know, by the Kidron Brook, when you're called to fight, you need to fight and stand. I think of the Minutemen, Paul Revere's ride, all of these things from our past. We had a civil war in this country. There's a time to stand up for what is right, and we must understand that that applies to us now. We'll be right back for a final segment with Todd Starnes. The book is Culture Jihad.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Vice President Pence making the announcement from Turkey this afternoon, news which President Trump is hailing.
I didn't know it was going to work out this quickly. I didn't know it would work out this well.
President Trump speaking with reporters earlier in Fort Worth, Texas, hailing the news that the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a limited ceasefire in northern Syria to allow for a Kurdish withdrawal from an area just south of the Turkish border. The president says the agreement meets important short-term security objectives. Chicago teachers on strike after failing to reach a contract deal with the nation's third-largest school district in a dispute that canceled classes for 300,000 students. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is ahead 44 points, and the NASDAQ is up 36. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, that's Cheap Trick. I'm Eric Metaxas, and Todd Starnes is my guest. Todd, just a few minutes left. What else can we talk about that's in your new book, Culture Jihad?
You know, Eric, I think one of the most important things for moms and dads to understand is they need to take personal responsibility for teaching their kids about American history, teach them about the founding documents, the Bill of Rights. We can't rely on the public schools to get it right. So I think moms and dads, I understand everybody's got a lot of stuff to do, but this is important. Ronald Reagan said, American greatness, it starts around the supper table.
Well, it's funny because we were just talking on the break about the poem Paul Revere's Ride by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That is the kind of a poem. It's not easy to memorize, but I memorized it. My 8-year-old daughter memorized it. I was talking to Caroline Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's daughter. She memorized it. Her family memorized it. All Americans can celebrate these touchstones of our history. It gives us something in common. And so that it's not about cultural Marxism and socialism versus Donald Trump. It's about America and what we hold in common. But that is, I think, memorizing things like that, taking kids to battlefields, to Colonial Williamsburg, all of that stuff is key.
Oh, it's vitally important. And again, this is part of the fabric of who we are as an American people. But again, we need to understand what's at stake here. And I think that's why President Trump has faced so many attacks over the years, is that he is fighting against the socialists. He understands what's coming, and he's trying to stop it. So my concern is not necessarily 2020. My concern is what happens in 2024. That's the big question.
It's fascinating because we do have a president right now who, for some strange reason, seems to get this better than anyone ever has. Who in the world could have predicted that Donald Trump would understand this and would be fighting like crazy against it? I think of so many members of the GOP who they've played patty cake with evil. They have not fought. It's been shameful.
And look what happened in 2016. You had the silent majority take a stand. People took a stand and they facilitated change. Just the other day, there was a big meeting at a school board in Pickens County, Georgia, some of the North Georgia Mountains, a small community. More than 900 people turned out. The school district considering opening up their bathrooms and locker rooms to transgender kids. And the moms and dads and the church-going community there in Pickens County, they're standing up and they're fighting back and they're saying, hey, wait a second, we've got a say here. You're not going to do stuff like this without us having a say.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, when I think about that, that there's still parts of this country where they're not going to roll over for this kind of thing. So many of our leaders don't get this. They've become part of the cultural beltway elite or the Manhattan elite, and they really are afraid to speak truth. They know that it's going to cost them, and they're not willing to pay that price. Todd, I want to thank you for over the years having paid that price like crazy. Thank you for all the work you do, for your radio. Thank you for the new book, Culture Jihad. I hope people will get a copy because we need to know that this is important and we can fight and win. And by God's grace, we will. Thank you for being my guest.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.